If Jens had indeed been manipulating her, he had to have had a reason for what he did. What did she think that reason was? Elizabeth was not as eager to answer that as she had been to respond to his queries about the knife. First, she said it was her belief that sooner or later Jens would have murdered someone. It had been bad luck that their paths had crossed and that she had unburdened herself to him about her frustrations with her parents. This had given him a target and an excuse. Updike shook his head. Her story did not sound right to him. He invited her to try again. And again, she evaded him. "I've asked him that many times," she said, as if that were explanation enough. Updike's patience was giving out. He gave her a withering look. "Come on," he told her. "She could do better than that." They were lovers, he pointed out. They traveled all over Europe and parts of Asia together. They shared a bed and all their secrets. Certainly, in all that time, the two of them talked about what had happened. "Did it ever occur to you," he asked sarcastically, "to say to Jens Søring, 'Why did you do it?'" "Yes," she said grudgingly, "she had asked him that. The first time had been when they were in Lynchburg soon after the murders." "And what did he say?" Updike asked impatiently. "What was his answer?" "He didn't say anything," she said. "He just reached into his knapsack and pulled out a stack of papers. They were the letters she had written him." Updike smiled inwardly. "Your letters did it then," he said, struggling to contain his elation. "Okay, I won't argue with you there." During his opening statement, Updike had said there was a witness who claimed to have heard Elizabeth make a grotesque comment about her father's brains being splattered on the fireplace she was cleaning. If he could get her to admit that she had been so unfeeling, the admission would show how little remorse she actually had about her parents' murders. It would give the lie to the story she told in court about how disturbed she had been about Derek's and Nancy's death. Was the witness right? Had she made such a statement? "Not exactly," Elizabeth said guardedly. She tried to evade an answer by claiming that she had been standing by the door, not the fireplace. When Updike contended that it was why she had said it that was important, not where she was when she said it, she challenged his respect for the facts.
"We're supposed to be dealing here with accuracy of what happened and what did not happen," she lectured.
Updike could not believe her arrogance. "Thank you, ma'am," he said, bowing slightly. "But you did make the statement nevertheless, didn't you?"
"No," she said coolly. "I did not make that particular statement."
Here we go again, Updike thought. Placing his hands on the witness box rail, he stared at her.
"If you did not make it," he said just as coolly, "how do you know where it occurred?"
Elizabeth appeared not at all flustered. She said that her brother Howard had asked her to come to Loose Chippings to help clean up the bloodstains. She was working on the door when she saw several of her father's hairs glued to the surface with dried blood. When she saw that, she said, she gulped and announced that she thought she was going to be sick. Updike looked at her closely.
"How in the world did that get confused?" he asked. "How did it come out, 'Well, I'm just cleaning up Pop's brains'?"
"I did make some comment about 'these are the hairs of my father's head,'" she said. "Then I went to the bathroom and I was sick."
Regardless of the exact words of the statement, Updike said, he was curious as to why she was there to begin with. When Updike had interviewed Howard Haysom, Howard had told him that going to clean up the house had been Elizabeth's idea, not his. Even though Howard was a surgeon and saw blood all the time, cleaning up the blood of his mother and stepfather was something else. He had suggested they hire a professional cleaning crew, but Elizabeth had insisted that they do it themselves.
"I want to make sure of this," he said. "You're saying that Howard Haysom, your brother, asked you to go there?"
"Yes, she said emphatically.
Updike made a mental note to be sure to ask Howard about that when he took the stand.